So let me get in the mood here. Everybody chant Hare Krishna for me while I get ready. Hare. First Sunday of August. Uh-oh, it's the cops. Keep going, keep going. One more time. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Bolo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, the 17th chapter is entitled Divisions of Faith. In this 17th chapter, Krishna talks about how different things are governed by the modes of nature somebody is in. So, every one of us, at all times, we are influenced either by the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, the mode of ignorance. And depending on how we live our life, the end result or where we're going to take our next body or what car we're going to drive in the next life is all dependent on how we make decisions, choosing either the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, or the mode of ignorance. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes it very clear. If you live your life in the mode of ignorance, then you're going down. You will not come back as a human being. You will take your next birth as animal or lower, and will have to wait thousands of lifetimes before you're again awarded human form. If you live your life in the mode of passion, you come back as a human being. But even still, within that human being, you see on earth, some people are born in a very nice situation, some, they're born in very hellish conditions. Anybody want to take their next birth in Darfur? Anybody? Huh? No. So even on earth, you come back as a human being also is dependent on how you live this life. So therefore, how I'm living now is going to determine. And then if you live in the mode of goodness, you are elevated. You're elevated to the higher regions, the planets of great demigods, or planets of saintly persons. Or, if you become a pure devotee of Krishna, then you are promoted to the spiritual world, the kingdom of God. It all depends on the choices I make. And those choices are moment to moment, day by day. That is why it's important to know what are the parameters. Now, a verse here in this chapter is very, very apropos for all of us, myself, for all of you, young or old. This verse is pertinent. So please repeat. Deva Dvija Guru Pragya Pujanam Shaucham Arjavam Brahmacharyam Ahimsa Cha Shariram Tapa Uchyate. So please repeat. Deva. Of the Supreme Lord. So, Supreme Lord means there are many lords, but there is one Supreme Lord. All religions understand there is a Supreme Lord or God. Like I sang in my song, you can call them Allah or Buddha, Christ, Jehovah, Ram, Krishna. We're all talking about the Supreme Lord, God. Next word, Dvija, the Brahmanas. Here, Krishna is not talking about the caste system. He's talking about any person who actually understands the difference between spirit and matter. Because this word Brahmana comes from the word Brahman, spiritual. So a Brahmana is one who lives his or her life with the understanding of identity being ultimately spiritual. Next word, Guru, the spiritual master. So the spiritual master, as defined by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, is one who has seen the truth. Somebody who is beyond illusion. That is who you should select as your spiritual master. Somebody who is beyond illusion and who's living his life under the instructions of his spiritual master, the Vedas, and of course, living a spiritual or Krishna conscious life. Next word, Pragya, worshipful personalities. So, when Prabhupada, my spiritual master, translated this verse, in the translation, when he comes to this word Pragya, worshipful personalities, he puts father and mother. So, Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, pointed out that, yes, there are many worshipable personalities. That includes father and mother. Even when I was raised Catholic, in the Ten Commandments, one of the Ten Commandments is, honor thy father and mother. So this is also there in Bhagavad Gita, at least according to Prabhupada's vision. So the next word, Pujanam. Everyone can say? Pujanam means worship. So all of these personalities are considered worthy of worship. Obviously God. A real Brahmin, again, I'm not talking about caste. I'm talking about a person who is actually living a spiritual life. Your spiritual master and other worshipful personalities, like Prabhupada says, like the father and mother. Here's the exact way Prabhupada translated. The austerity of the body. So this is the subject, austerity of the body. If you want to, in any field, if you want to be a doctor, you have to perform austerity. Go to school. Going to school means I can't partay every night. Going to school means I have to restrict myself. In the case of a doctor, after you graduate, then there's so many residency. You have to spend lots of time just to become a doctor or a lawyer, right? Like, remember my son-in-law, he was studying for the bar exam. So he spent, I think, a whole year locked up in our apartment, day after day after day, studying for the bar exam. A lot of work. You have to deny yourself. You have, so, or we were watching earlier, those Olympic athletes, they're having the Olympics. So those Olympic athletes, they can't be running out at night doing all kinds of clubbing and disco. No. They have to practice austerity. They have to deny themselves and they have to do what is called repetitions. Like any famous, like I always like to give the example, Kobe. You all know who was Kobe, right? So it's a fact. You know who was. Kobe spends hours every day bouncing a ball and throwing it in a hoop. One after the other, for hours. All the radio announcers say that Kobe Bryant has a very strong work ethic. He's the first one in the gym in the morning, last one to leave. He's spending hours practicing. So anything you want to perfect in this world, you have to have austerity. If you want to be good, you have to perform austerity. What to speak of self-realization. So here Krishna says, there is a standard austerity of the body. And one of those is worship of God, a brahmana, the spiritual master. And here is exactly how Prabhupada translates it. And superiors, like the father and mother. So this is why I said, this verse is pertinent to all of us. And you all know, those of you coming from Hindu backgrounds, one of the first things you learn, correct me if I'm wrong, parents are first guru. Am I right? I've heard that billions of times in my career here as a preacher. So, what does it mean? Prabhupada explains, how do you properly worship even with God? The first step in worship is called obedience. I cannot say I love God and then the next breath disobey Him. What is the meaning of my saying I love God? Talk is cheap. Anyone can say, I love you. Yeah. Show me. Like they have this expression, show me the money. Right? Or put your money where your mouth is. You know that one. Well, there's a movie my wife and I like. And that was the key line in the movie. Show me the money. You know what movie on? Yes. So, in the same way with God, I have to show that I'm obedient to what God says. Then I can say that I love God. And same way between husband and wife. Between husband and wife, wife should be obedient to the husband. Husband should be obedient to the wife. In that marriage, we've got a good combination. Because they are supposed to be a team working together. The husband protects the wife protects the husband. So, Prabhupada one time said, obedience is the first law of love. So this is something we should all remember. That we are meant to be obedient to God. What I tell children that are under me, in my students, in my preaching, I always tell the children, children, obey your parents. And I use this verse of Bhagavad Gita. I ask the children, I ask them, do you want God's blessing? And all the kids, because they're good kids, oh yes, yes, I want God's blessing. Then I tell them, if you want God's blessing, you have to be obedient to your father and mother. Otherwise, how can you expect, if they're the first, as you said, guru, then you have to be obedient to the father and the mother. And then you will get Krishna's blessings. Does everybody want Krishna's blessings? Yes. Then we should be obedient. Then we can expect all the blessings. So, who would like a blessing right now? Good. I want everyone to fold your hands. And I will give you the nicest blessing I can possibly give at this time. And then we'll have Archie. Everybody ready for their blessing? All right. You have your hands full. Come on, birthday boy. My dear Lord Krishna, please bless everyone in this room. My Lord, please remove all the obstacles in their hearts. The obstacles that are preventing them from seeing you moment after moment. My Lord, please bless all of these nice people. And may they become more and more faithful to you, more and more obedient to you. And may they see you present in everybody they come in contact with. And may everybody here not come in contact with anyone evil or bad. And may there be no inauspiciousness until January 1st, because then you have to get your renewal. That means you better come on January 1st. Okay? To your house. Yes. You're 0 for 2, I'm kidding. Did you like that blessing? Was that all right? All right, now we have to finish up. Everyone raise your hand. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare
Hare. All right, so now.